Everything that happens ought to be well with our soul because it's first been filtered through our Almighty God. Amen? He's in control of all things, including, I guess, the up-and-coming elections. Regardless of where you are, doesn't matter by political party. I think this morning that I want to look at some more things that God says in His Word about some of the issues that's before us. Whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, doesn't matter. When it comes to God's Word, He is totally independent with what He has to say, not necessarily what we think. I want to share that God has, He poured out. Now, let me put it that way. In the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 28, which is where we're going to spend some time this morning, He poured out some things there that there were the place of blessings, but there's also the place of curses. And He makes it quite clear. And so that's where we're going to spend some time. But before we get there, I just got some things that I want to share with you that we got to be alert to and not have our heads in the sand. You know, it's time that the silent majority, which I believe has been the Christian groups for years, have had their heads in the sand and not stood up for these godly principles. And I think it's time, folks. I think it's time that we stand up. We have some choices to make. And if you're feeling like me at this particular time, every time I turn on the TV, I'm hearing negative ads. I don't know what happened to the statesmanship where a man will stand up and declare what he believes and what he can do and what he will do in directly from where God wants us. I don't know what happened to that statesman that's the red-blooded American that wants to do what the people want in him. And all tied to what God says. You know, we have parties, and they're all violating some of those issues of the Constitution. And that was never authorized. We got an economy that is absolutely a wreck. And it's been wrecked. There's been encouragement because of some things we demanded as people. That's forced the economic to go to China and to other foreign countries. I was reading about how Walmart has the largest cargo ship now. It has one-way traffic coming from China, nothing going back. Here it can unload with 12 cranes at one time. It's amazing. All of those goods used to be produced in the United States of America. Something's wrong, folks. And it comes from what we've allowed to happen. We got a national debt now that's escalating in excess of $16 trillion. I can't even imagine what $1 trillion is. Let me equate that to you. That means that every man, woman, and child in the United States of America now has a debt of $50,000 plus. And not only that, every child that's born now in this country is born with that kind of a debt. If that's right, then I guess I'm totally wrong because there's no way that can be right. You know, some of the things that are entitlement programs. But you know what? We've got entitlement programs now, my folks, that are not even funded. It's going to be based upon borrowed money. It's great maybe now when the interest rates are down, but wait till the interest rates go back up and it will happen. I can't imagine where we are allowing this country to go, and it's time to stand up. It's time to stand up. God never intended for this country to be in debt as we are. He didn't intend for Israel to be in debt either. And that's where I want to end up this morning, is what Moses said as the speaker for God. Moses was told and then related to the people, here's the place of blessing and here's the place of curses. If you choose to not follow me, then here's the place you will be and it'll be under a curse. That's serious stuff. And if we look at it in the eyes of God, it's serious stuff. I got some good news, though. I got some good news. I'm not the speaker of doom and gloom. I got some good news. Is your founding fathers developed a way by which you, the people, could vote and determine where and how these things are going to happen according to God's word? And you and I have got to take that serious. You know, there is a choice for you and I to speak out on the right issues and with the values that God lays before us. I think uniting together as Americans, not as Republicans, not as Democrats, not as independents, but as Americans, based upon what God's word says, I'm going to say that again, based upon what God's word says, not me, not someone else, but what God's word says is where we have got to go with this America. Because our founding fathers, they set up a system where we could respond to what the will of God was instead of self-interest or self-implied groups. But we can once again determine that our government is going to be by the people, of the people, and for the people. And that's what our founding fathers set up for us. And we need to take that very, very seriously. I know over the next few weeks, we're still going to have to hear ads. We're still going to have to hear propaganda. We're still going to have to hear the blame name or the blame game that's going on, which kind of makes me sick. But this morning, if I can stand up for God and for you as God's people, we need to look at some things. I think we got some things that we got to understand. You know, whenever, and I've had the opportunity to be in businesses and to run businesses. And you know, if I made the wrong decision, there was no bank that come to me and says, "Well, Paul, we know you're in trouble. We know you can't pay it back, but here's some money." Nobody ever did that to me. If I made the wrong decision, if I wasn't following what the Almighty God led me to do, then I've made the wrong decisions. I had the freedom of choice, and God gives us the freedom of choice. And that's what this whole thing is about this morning. God gave, through Moses, to Israel, before they failed, the opportunity to exceed and to be blessed. And if they chose, which they did, to not follow that, then curses would come upon them. And they ended up in bondage. And folks, you can't continue to spend, spend, spend. Eventually, whenever you're borrowing 30 cents of every dollar that you spend, there's no way that you can sustain. And that's what God said in His Word. I want to read it to you. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 9, I want to begin to read. Bear with me, please. He comes right out very specifically here. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to Himself, just as He has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in His ways. Then all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, in the produce from your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you His good treasure, the heavens, to give you rain in your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall, listen to this, you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be above only and not beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and are careful to observe them. So you shall not turn aside from any of these words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods or serve them. That's kind of poured out, kind of straight up, of how God expected Israel, through Moses, to perform. And that is to hear Him, to be in a place of blessings. I want us to relate that to us, the United States of America. We have been blessed as a country with some of the finest wood products, the oak, the beautiful cherry, and all of these wood products. Do you recognize that many of those now are that's being cut are being exported? Do you recognize that much of the iron ore and the raw materials to make steel and steel products, including scrap steel, is now being exported? Many of the raw materials that we were blessed with, that God blessed this country with, are being exported and then sold back to us in finished products at inflated prices. And I'll tell you why it's inflated, because they have the control of the currency and create inflated prices for them so that we buy them back at inflated prices. It's happening. They monopolize. They manipulate, is the word I want, the currency, and have been doing it. If we follow God's word, we would have never gotten this place in the first place. But now that we're there, I hope that we can, in prayer, and then through the godly people, and I'm talking about your local people, I'm talking about state people, I'm talking about your representatives, your senators, I'm talking about the president. I'm not just talking about the president of the United States. I'm talking about issues that are not right according to God's word. Otherwise, if we choose not to follow those things, I want to flip and down in Deuteronomy chapter 28 to verse 43. Here he says what will happen. He said it to Israel. If he said it, he meant it. We can apply it as we can many things. In verse 43 he says, "And the alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail." In other words, the curse comes upon us, folks. "Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and pursue and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and statutes which he commanded you. And they shall be upon you for the sign and the wonder, and be on your descendants forever. Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything, therefore you shall serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you in hungry, in thirst, in nakedness, and in need of everything. And he will put a yoke of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. The Lord will bring a nation against you from afar." Listen to that. "From the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose language will not be understood, a nation of fierce countenance, which does not respect the elderly nor show favor to the young. And they shall eat of the increase of your livestock and produce from your land until you are destroyed. And you shall not leave, and you shall not leave your grain or new wine or oil or increase of your cattle or offspring or flocks until you have destroyed. They have destroyed you." You know, relate that. If the investors right now, which they are, investors are buying up our farmland in the Midwest, and if you haven't figured that out, they're doing it. There's many, many things. Once you have mortgaged everything that you have, which that's what's happening to us, then eventually that lender has to and will take us over. Moses, as God's messenger, was spelling out exactly what would happen to the nation of Israel because of their practices. They were in violation of his word. And if we choose as United States of America not to turn around and take our God-given responsibility to vote and to know the issues and to know the candidates, then we can't vote correctly, nor can we change back and swing it back to a place of blessings that our God wants us. Free trade agreements, now superseding exactly what the Tea Party was all about. There must be an even playing field, and I believe it needs to be revised, whatever political party it might be. But looking at individuals that we vote for, that they be on the sound principles of God and God alone, and not upon others' understanding. Or our understanding. if we ever want a country to be blessed again. How in the world can we continue to kill off the future leaders of our country through the abortion? How in the world can God bless a country that says not only will we allow abortion to occur, but through the new federal health law, pay for them? It's beyond my imagination how God can ever bless a country or we can ever get back into a place of blessings if we're violating those things that God has told us. And what about the alternative lifestyle? Alternative lifestyle, the issue, the question has been arose so many times. Why? Well, why aren't we a free country? We might be a free country, but we also have the freedom of choice of those things that are either godly principles or not godly principles. And what Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22 makes clear to us, you shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It's an abomination unto God. It is an abomination. He says, do not defile yourselves with any of these things, for by all these nations are defiled, which I am casting out before you. For the land is defiled, therefore I visit the punishment of the iniquity upon it, and the land vomits out its inhabitants. New Living Translation of verse 30 that follows that says, so obey my instructions and do not defile yourselves by committing any of these detestable practices that were committed by the people who lived in the land before you. I am the Lord your God. Romans chapter 1 continues and says, for this reason God gave them up to their vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of women, burned in their lust for one another. Men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. God says no. God means no. We can't create laws or have laws enacted that violates God's principles if we're ever expected to be a blessed nation again. May I say that way? You want America blessed again? I do. I'm a red-blooded American. I had forefathers that fought in the Revolutionary War. For every war that we've been in, I've had relatives that fought in it. I've had my parents went through the Great Depression years, and they went through it by the grace of God. And every one of us have been through difficulties in our times. Folks, I believe with all my heart that this country is headed for disaster unless we stand up and start voting the godly principles. Proverbs 29:2 tells me that exactly. Let me read it. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. I understand that we have people that are in need of help, and I want to help them. I want to help them when there's a genuine need. But we also have a vast majority today that's working the system, folks. And you got to look at it. Let's decide. Let's figure out who this guy is, or this person, this woman, whoever it is. Let's figure out who that is that's going to set up the system, legislate it, that will make some sense. Some sense into, we take care of the widows, we take care of the orphans, we take care of those ones that are in need. We have that responsibility. God gives us that. But if a person can work, they need to work. God's word says that, not me. Although I agree with it. I want to tell you a story. 1938, and this is just a story. The name of Boston Curtis appeared on the ballot for a Republican committeeman in the state of Washington. Actually, Boston Curtis was a donkey. The town's mayor sponsored the animal to demonstrate that the people who knew very little about the candidates, they'd still have a choice. He proved his point. The mule won. You see, we need to know who we're voting for. We need to know what they stand for. And we need to make sure that they stand for the principles of God, if we are going to be a blessed country. Let me remind you of something that seems to have been lost somewhere along the line. The United States of America is a republic. We are a republic that are governed by the consent of the people. You, me. We are also a democracy, and we have a voice and a vote that we can cast. And we can cast it either for the godly principles or not for the godly principles. We have a constitution, which is the law of our land. We don't have a monarchy. We don't have an anarchy. We're not communist. We're not socialist. We are a republic governed by a democracy. Consequently, you and I have the privilege of voting and determining whether our country is going to follow this. Scripture says in Romans 13:1, let every soul be subject to higher powers, for there is no power but of God, the powers that are to be ordained of God. Powers that are ordained by God, meaning that He chooses them through you in our country because we're a democracy. Proverbs 21:1, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of the water. He turneth it whatever He will. Psalm 47:8, God reigneth over the heathen, but God sitteth on the throne of His holiness. I guess what I'm trying to pour out to you this morning, we have got to be informed of where people are that you're voting for before you vote for them. And make sure that they line up with this. You're saying, well, you know, I see candidates right now, they don't line up, they don't, neither one of them line up with that. I hate to say this. Let's look where they are. And you got to ask God's discernment. And I've given you a list of things that you can pray for on the handout that's in a bulletin. Ways that you can pray for God's will to be done, not mine, not yours, but what God calls us to work for. Scripture has much to say about the involvement in politics. Certainly Christians are to be peaceful and law-abiding citizens, Romans 13, 1-7. We're to pray and honor our government leaders, 1 Timothy 2. You know, there are things that are poured out to us as to how we are to light up the world. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew chapter 5, that we are to be the light and the salt of the world. What we have that we can share that's righteous according to God, we ought to share it. That brings light and that brings salt to exactly where we need to be. But we've got to be informed and informed totally about our government and where it's going and what's happening. And have our get our heads out of the sand and have our eyes upon God and allow Him through the discerning power that comes in His Spirit that lives in us to know exactly where we need to go and how we need to vote for the candidates that are before us. You know, I found a quote, and any of you that had English literature probably, and you're probably about junior or senior in high school, most of you, a guy by the name of Plato, he said this, and whenever I read this, I thought, wow, that's right on target. He said this, the penalty that good men pay for not being interested in politics is to be governed by men worse than themselves. That's true. He might have been a philosopher, but it's true. You've been given the right to vote, and blessed is the nation who follows the Lord God Almighty. You've heard this morning those things that Moses poured out through God's teaching, that we be obedient to His will to be blessed people. And if we fail not, to be cursed people. This is still the land of the home and the home of the free. And we have an opportunity in the next few weeks to study those candidates that you're going to go to the polls and vote. Make sure that things are lining up with God's word. And I leave that with you. Over the next few weeks, you're going to hear a lot more of negative ads and bad-mouthing of different people. But I still stand, I think that they need to stand up as statesmen and declare who they are and what they are and let it be truthful. And then you make a decision. However, that's not the truth. But you know what we have? As deacons are chosen in a church, you look at a man who has proved himself faithful. You look at a man who has stood for godly principles. You look at a man who is following what God has laid down as the things that need to be followed to have a deacon. You and I need to look at anyone that is going to be your representative in government wherever, that they are honest and have a good report and they follow the principles of this book. And I encourage you to do so. The other thing I encourage you to do this morning, if you're here and have never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you might come during this time, that you have an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Being reminded this morning that He died upon that cross for your sins and mine, was buried, and on the third day He arose because God, by His power, raised Him from the dead. And my Bible says that if you will believe that, you can be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell and damnation. And be preserved or be redeemed from where you might have been elsewhere and be readied for a place called heaven. This morning you can come and we can pray with you and you can receive Him. And that starts you on a new journey in life. If you would like to join this church, now's the time to come during the invitation. If there's anything that you really need to do this morning, like pray for our country, pray for the candidates, pray that God would lead you and give you discerning power, maybe this is the time that you start understanding what we heard and making application of it, letting it hit us through prayer, talking to Him of where and how we need to be going as a country, as a community, as a state. So I leave that in you as we go into the invitation. May you stand with me and we pray together and allow God to lead you. Father, we cry out to you and pray, God, that you might lead us, direct us into the paths that we need to follow you in the coming election and in our lives. Lord, we have lives that we want to please you with, and may you, Lord, take control of us. Show us the ways that we need to go. Make it clear to us, Lord. And now as we go into this invitation, we give it to you, Lord, for you to deal with your people and for those that want to come to you as we praise you for it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to be playing music for you to come. There's not going to be any singing. It's a time for you to contemplate and seek out what God would have you to do.